Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So anyway, we're live in Vegas at the D. You know, so I love the ads that we run and the promos and everything that the guys do. And they're always like, Pharrell's in Vegas to cover the big game and everything. Let me tell you something. Let's just be clear here, okay? The only thing that matters with that stupid football game is betting. That's it. I mean, honestly, there is nothing about it that matters except betting. Everyone in the world hates the Patriots, except people that live in Boston and New England, right, in the Northeast.
Correct.
Which is where we're most popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it really is our number one area that we're on in Boston, right? So not only we have to, like, because I respect them, and everyone in Boston knows I respect them, but I hate them. So you know what I mean? Like, I hate them. Everybody hates them everywhere except the people that live there, which is totally normal, right?
I hate you forever.
Forever. I hate you forever.
I mean it.
So the bottom line is I mean it. So the only thing that matters is the betting. So the betting on the props, the betting on the money line, the betting on the spread. Every day people say to others, no matter where you are, they say, who do you got? Who you betting on? Who you taking? No one cares about, let's break down the first half stats. No one cares about anything. I don't care about the weather. I don't care where they play. I don't care who's singing at halftime, the pathetic acts that they roll out there. And believe me, you, I wouldn't walk around the corner to see Maroon 5. I mean, that's for you, that might be the greatest band on earth. Everyone's in love with the guy. What's his name?
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine. All the girls love Adam and his nice haircuts. Good for you. It's either Metallica or nothing for me. I'm not interested in your little femme bands that you roll out and your little disco acts. They've had everybody. The only time it was ever good was when Janet Jackson got naked. But the whole thing is cheesy. The only thing that matters is betting. So people say, you know, we're sending down all the shows to the radio row. We're going to send every one of the talent down to the Super Bowl. We're going to have the greatest broadcast ever. And then I'm the one they send down here to Vegas to handle the real man's work. The real work is done out here.
More money, more money, more money.
I mean, honest to God, they send all these guys, but that's because they're all more talented than me.
They're very talented.
Very talented. They're very smart, studious, genius, educated. I'm a bum. All I do is party, and I gamble. Okay, so I got a gambling problem. Send the gambling problem guy to Vegas, because all he cares about is gambling. All I care about is all that matters. The only thing that matters at all for this football game is how much money can I make when I pick the right team. How much money am I going to make if I hit these bets? How many tickets do you got? I know people that will have 100 tickets on that football. Carver High, this guy right here, this drunk, he's going to have at least 75 tickets in his pocket on Sunday. Trust me, you, God is my witness. He's already betting on it. He's got 15 bets going right now, and there's only four games going on.
Cash flow, cash flow, cash flow.
He's got four bets on each game. The over, the under, the money line, the spread, the color of their uniforms. In fact, he just bet me a lady went in the bathroom with her husband at the same time. He bet me 20 who would come out first. He took the woman. The man came out first. He owes me 20 bucks.
You always have to have action. Always.
Am I wrong, though? Am I wrong?
Especially when we're here.
Am I wrong that Vegas is all that matters at the Super Bowl? Honest
100%. The game is the whole thing is geared around gambling now. Look at the list of props. How many props did we go through the other night?
There's 500.
There's 6,000 of them. How many props do they have for this game?
Don't you think that, like, I should be in Vegas every year of the Super Bowl for the rest of eternity?
Yes. I do.
I mean, honestly, they come from Hawaii to see me. They come from Atlanta to see me. They come from, where are you from again? Texas, where are you from?
From Vegas.
Maryland.
Vegas.
Where? Dallas. God bless Dallas and the ticket.
The ticket, baby. We love the ticket.
Do you think they figured out yet in Dallas that we want to have a party on March 15th?
I'm not sure they know yet.
I don't think
you've let them know.
Do you think I've said that enough on the air for the last month?
I don't think they've gotten the message yet.
Do you think I've said that enough? We want to have a bash in Dallas at a bar on March 15th, the night before the Spence Garcia fight at Jerry's World. Can I get a party with the ticket? Can I get it done?
Hey, bud. Let's party.
Come on, Ron. Come on, Dad. Let's party. And then I'm trying to figure out, what is that N for? That's not a Nebraska hat. That's not a Northwestern hat. What is that N?
Nautica.
Oh, Nautica.
I believe so.
That guy.
I thought it was a Minnesota North Stars hat.
He actually is a deep sea diver, that guy right over there.
We've got, by the way, Southern Cal's tip now. I know you're excited about it.
They're here from Las Vegas as well, Golden Knight fans. A guy came up to me earlier. He gave me the finger. I was watching the Penguin game. He walked right up to me, gave me the finger, and he stepped on my toes. He just took a giant, slammed his boot right into my toes.
He's gone now.
We lost the guy. He was waiting for an hour to talk to me on the phone, and then he gave up. Way to give up, bro. Call back, and we'll put you on the air right now. So I just wanted to say, Carver High.
Yes.
The Stars check in 1-0 with a
the win.
Ticker.
The Stars with the win over Buffalo. Down
I got a
Dallas.
Little. I got a ticket winner chicken dinner. I got the. I hit tonight the Penguins plus a goal and a half, and I just hit the Stars on the money line.
Good effort by the Knicks tonight against the Mavericks. I see.
Anyway, I'm hitting games left and right. I'm cashing tickets tonight left and right. Did you see some of these games tonight, Carver? All right. Celtics blow out the Hornets, 126-94.
Wow.
The Heat lose to the Bulls, 105-89 in Miami.
Man,
that's
the Bulls,
embarrassing.
The Bulls suck, man.
The Mavericks beat the Knicks, 114-90. I just wanted to see really quick the Doncic numbers.
Doncic had 16 with 8 boards and 5 assists.
Nice job by you knowing the numbers. How did you know? You're just looking
up on
at
the screen
it right
now.
There you go. I was going to say, how do you know that so quickly?
When have you ever known me to know an NBA guy's stats?
The
right
Nuggets,
out of the
I told you, I took the Pelicans with the number. They covered. They,
did they?
They lost to the Nuggets, 105-99, but they
how
covered.
How about that?
The T-Wolves, you know, where did I lay in that T-Wolves game?
I don't know.
2 points, and they pushed.
I know we're both on the Blazers, and they're up 20 right now on the Jazz.
We're both on the Blazers. I am on the Blazers.
Yes,
I laid 1.5.
They're up 20.
Big comeback in the second half. Hopefully not.
No.
The Wizards beat the Pacers 107-89. Do you think the Pacers are falling off the face of the earth since they lost Oladipo?
It seems like they're definitely going in the tank right now. They have not been playing good basketball. They've been getting their doors blown off every night. So I think it's time to stop betting on the Pacers.
All right, let's go to Hayden in Nova Scotia. You got to hit the number, two. The two. Hey, Hayden.
Hey, Scotty.
What's up, brother?
What's going on? Can I get a rum and coke?
Can we get him a rum? Check out.
Thank you, brother. Listen, I just wanted to call in and say, Scott, you got a gambling problem? Like Michael Jordan has a basketball problem. That's all I got to say.
I love that. You're the man, brother. Thanks for checking in. It's true. Does that mean I'm the Michael Jordan of sports betting?
I think that's what the gentleman was trying to get to, yes.
PharrellOnTheBench.com, baby. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Speaking of which, we're coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York. And here in Vegas, Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way, even when you're in Vegas, to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I'm going to need a mortgage out here. I'm here so much. Tom Brady leads the Patriots to the third straight Super Bowl against the young team with the quarterback Jared Goff and the Rams. The Super Bowl today, team. JB, Phil, Coach Nate, and Boomer. Every angle they'll cover before kickoff with coverage beginning at 2 Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on CBS. It's all happening this Sunday, L.A. and New England. PharrellOnTheBench.com will have you ready. The best picks, the best props, all the action that matters. PharrellOnTheBench.com has everything. NBA, college rack, NHL, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy. Sign up today. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, boat, RV? They got it. Just go to geico.com. Carrie is in Boise, Idaho, on the bench.
Hey, Scotty, can I get a Malibu rum and pineapple?
No.
No.
Get her a Malibu. I can't tell if it's a kid or if it's an adult. Are you an adult, a kid?
I'm a young lady.
Okay, I can tell you're a lady now. So listen, I went into a restaurant tonight. Tell them what happened, Carver High.
You actually got carded at the door.
I got carded tonight at the door in a bar. I got carded. Meanwhile, I could have been the girl's grandfather. I mean, I'm like 53 years old. I got carded at a bar in Las Vegas. I mean, what is next? What is next?
Got strict rules around here.
How is it that do they card people in Las Vegas?
What?
You got to be kidding me. I mean, that's like telling me I'm not allowed to gamble at the video poker.
That just means
anyway,
you look young. That's
yeah,
great.
I look young. Chicks dig me.
I'm one of them. I
Thank
go to
you.
Sleep with you every night to listening to your show.
I love you. So what did you want to say about the Super Bowl betting?
What should I bet on this week? What kind of prop bets? What kind of advice would you give me to bet on some bets this
weekend?
You know,
Carver High, I've been giving them out on Pharrell and the Bets, my Westwood One podcast. Tomorrow's episode 135. I did a bunch of them on yesterday's episode 134. You can listen to it free. It's easy. Just click listen.
The favorite props right now continue to be for me and for us is James White over 6.5 catches, the longest field goal over 48.5 yards, over 1.5 interceptions in the game,
right.
And L.A. Rams field goals versus Kings goals.
Versus the L.A. Kings
the cross
goals.
Promo.
So there's some prop bets for you. And then bet on the Patriots to win and lay the points. There you go. I got you covered. Steve in Tucson. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona.
How you doing?
I'm all right, brother.
I've listened to you forever. You're in the right town to gamble.
It is true.
But listen, I hope you don't lose money with a bunch of guys looking at a stupid TV screen and they still can't figure it out. Maybe they could throw a flag out there, you know, like a friend of the coach could have a flag he could throw in the field to protest the call on a pass play. That's all I got to say about it.
You're the man. I just wanted to say that, like, overall, I understood about 2% of that.
I have no idea what that gentleman just said.
I think he blamed the refs for everything.
I think
and that
so, too.
If you watch a game on TV, that we see it exactly the way it is, and they can't get it right, no matter what, on a replay or live. But we can see it perfectly, especially if we've had 12 scotch and waters like him. I love that dude.
The cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Keep calling the show. I'll get you on the air. 855-212-4CBS 4227. Let's go back to New York. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to Joe Curley from the Ventura County Star about the Rams heading into the Super Bowl.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, back in Vegas. So we got Joe Curley from the Ventura County Star covering the Rams at the Super Bowl in Atlanta. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
What's up? Good to have. Good to be on again with you.
You're the man, brother. So. So they seem pretty calm and collected. They don't seem fazed by any of this. I mean, one of the things I think people have to realize is these are pro football players. They do this every week now. I know it's on a grander stage, but, you know, dealing with the, you know, media's at a higher level, but it's still the same thing. It's dealing with the media. They think that the media is a pain in the ass anyway, just at a different level, different scale. But do you see them fazed at all by any of this or rattled at all or anything? Because they're acting like this is all a walk in the park, if you ask me.
No, I mean, I think once they get to Sunday, you know, once they get on the field and they warm up, I think it'll go, you know, everything else kind of goes away. But, there is an experience gulf in this game when one team's been there nine times, one quarterback, one coach has been there nine times, and it's the first time for the other side. I mean – you know, that is something you have to overcome. So I certainly think it's part of the, you know, part of the equation here.
Do you think that, like, as you cover them for a living, do you think that they can handle their business and win this game?
Yeah, you know, I think the really tough thing about, you know, figuring out what side to be on, you know, in the prediction business with this thing is that, you know, I think you, you know, it's tough to bet against Belichick and it's tough to bet against Sean McVay. I think we're learning those two things. So, you know, I think you got to pick a side, and it's, you know, I don't feel like, you know, in hearing people talk about this game, I don't think there's a wrong answer. I mean, I think it's that close. I think it's a coin flip game, and, you know, I think you can make a good argument on both sides because I think these are two head coaches that you can really, you know, really believe in, really trust.
Do you think that they, you know, literally, after you saw Goodell today with his State of the Union address, that none of that is palatable for the Saints, and the Rams feel like do they feel like, because I thought they won the game. I thought they got it done. I thought Zuerlein was the difference. I thought Goff on his rollout third down passes was so clutch in that game. It wasn't even funny. But everybody in New Orleans thinks it was one play that cost them the Super Bowl. How is there any reaction at all from them that, you know, the whole world believes that they shouldn't be in the Super Bowl?
Well, let me, you know, answer the question with a question. Did we hear anything about, you know, from the Patriots in 01 when they made the Super Bowl off the tuck game? I mean, you know, you win, and, you know, there's always, I mean, just a possession before the PI or a couple of possessions before the PI, you know, there was a face mask on the goal line with Goff that wasn't called that cost the Rams 4 points, the same 4 points the Saints, you know, didn't get out of the PI call. So, you know, obviously it was egregious, and, you know, obviously it's something that they're never, and, you know, never going to get it over in the Bayou, and you know, I wouldn't expect them to ever get over it. Certainly Raider fans haven't gotten over the tuck game, and you could talk about, you know, all kinds of controversy throughout the league, but, you know, I don't think Rams fans, you know, care about that one bit. I don't think the Rams know that they, you know, they are in their way to Atlanta, and, you know, it's just the way, you know, it's the way sports is.
Do you think that Gurley is fine, or has he been lying through his teeth and he's injured?
Not only do I think Gurley's fine, I think Gurley is the key on Sunday. If you know, if the Rams win the Super Bowl on Sunday, Todd Gurley's probably the MVP, because I don't see a linebacker for New England that can cover him in the pass game. And I think if he's himself, which means not only is he running the ball hard, but he's pass protecting, but he's, you know, making a difference in the pass game as a receiver. You know, just look at what Damian Williams did in the AFC Championship game, you know, eating the Patriots alive in the second half, certainly in the fourth quarter when they had that huge explosion and you know, nearly took the game. You know, I think Todd Gurley can do that and more. It's just all about, you know, does he have the stomach for it? I mean, we saw him a couple weeks ago in New Orleans, and that was not a Todd Gurley we've ever seen before, and I don't expect to see it again. I think, you know, if Todd Gurley is himself this weekend, the Rams got a great chance to win this game.
Do you think that that Goff can go toe-to-toe with Tom Brady in this game? Because I have my doubts.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny. When people have been down on Goff, you know, I've pumped him up, and I believe in his talent, his arm talent, and his toughness. When people have been too high on Goff, I said, well, hey, this guy's not a top five quarterback yet. You know, he had that run earlier in the year where he was just lighting it up, and a lot of Rams fans went crazy talking about how, you know, he's already arrived as a legit quarterback. I mean, this guy's still so young. I think he's the youngest quarterback ever to win the NFC title. You know, he's still kind of, you know, on that learning curve. But you got to like the guts that he showed in New Orleans. You know, with everything going on, with his helmet cutting out, he was wearing the backup's helmet the first two possessions when, you know, you saw that stuff about, you know, with him holding his ear holes. You know, he stayed tough and he stayed in it, and he made some plays. And, you know, he does show you guts. You know, that there is some wobbles every now and then. You know, he does miss a throw. He does miss fire once in a while. But he does turn the ball over a little bit. But there is, he does show you some guts, and that's what you need on Super Bowl Sunday. So, you know, well, it's a big, obviously a huge day for the young kid.
Do you think, Joe Curley with us from the Ventura Star, do you think that they can stop James White, who seems to be an assassin in these playoff games and Super Bowls?
Yeah, I think that's a good call. You know, to me, I've been saying that this thing could boil down into a one-on-one matchup between Gurley and White because, you know, we've seen White light it up in this situation. We've seen him, you know, destroy opposing linebackers in the past game, and I don't think there's a linebacker in this game that can cover either of those backs. You know, I think there's a little bit of a cat and mouse game in personnel groupings with the way that the Patriots use 21 personnel. Are they going to run the ball with Sony Michel? You know, are they going to throw the ball with James White? Does that mean Nickell Robey-Coleman, who the Rams love to use so much as a slot corner, does he have to come off the field? You know, if they, you know, if the Patriots play with a fullback, you know, there's going to be a little bit of personnel cat and mouse in that regard. But I do think both of those pass catching backs can really make, you know, a lot of production on Sunday. And you know, I think I wonder who's a linebacker that can make a play that can, or if there's some sort of adjustment where you got to move a safety or somebody else onto those guys.
So who do you think is going to do better in a game, like Cooks and Woods or Edelman and Gronkowski?
Yeah, I mean, I think Woods is one of the more underrated players in the NFL, you know, not just the way that, you know, he kind of makes, you know, moves the chains for the Rams, but also he's a, you know, a huge contributor in the run game, you know, how he's a, you know, one of the better blockers at that position. You know, certainly we've seen Edelman and Gronkowski do it, you know, in this game on this big stage. Is it Gronk's last game? We saw a little bit of a glimmer of old Gronk in that AFC Championship game, him making, you know, the big play there at the end that set up the touchdown. I think that's a really good matchup. Obviously Brandon Cooks going up, you know, again for the second week in a row against a former team, certainly knows, you know, everything going on over there. And we saw him calling out his former teammate, Patrick Chung, during the rally a couple days ago. So, you know, I think that's, you know, the talent, you know, is pretty, you know, that's a pretty tight matchup, but you know, I think I'll go with the younger guys there. They've been really productive this year.
Do you think, Joe, that Josh Reynolds could have a factor in this game? Because he's really stepped in for, Cooper Kupp, and I thought he's done a hell of a job. Is this like a sneak receiver that they could burn the Patriots with?
Yeah, the Rams have some sneaky depth offensively in that, you know, obviously they would love to have Cooper Kupp, you know, a huge part of their offense available, but, you know, he suffered that injury and he's not available. You know, we've seen Josh Reynolds make some strides. You know, the one weakness in that Rams offense, you know, under Sean McVay has been the red zone. And I did think when Kupp went down that, you know, either Reynolds or the young tight end, Josh or Gerald Everett would really, you know, pop potentially in the red zone as a guy that can kind of get them over the hump. We haven't seen it consistently, but we have seen some flashes more out of Reynolds than Everett, but Everett is a potential big play guy. You know, they really like him a lot and he's got a lot of talent. So, you know, I think he's kind of a sneaky guy to make a big, you know, he could give you one big game turning play in this game, but certainly Josh Reynolds, you know, a lot of times these Super Bowls we've seen him have come down to the third corner, have come down, you know, how deep are the secondaries in these teams, you know, with these two teams, you know, do the Patriots have, you know, is it J.C. Jackson or, you know, one of these guys, who's their third or fourth corner that's going to have to cover Reynolds? Because he's a tough, you know, when he was coming out of the league, out of college, he led the SEC in receiving. You know, he's kind of a sneaky, talented guy, and he's got some ability in the red zone.
All right, Joe, great stuff tonight, man. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Love talking Rams with you. Hope it's a great game and you get a lot out of it. And good luck doing your gig down there. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio, as always. I'll catch up with you again really soon.
Anytime. I love being on.
My man, Joe Curley with the Ventura Star with us. Let's go back to New York and our studios and get an update from our buddy John Fass.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So I'm on UCLA minus 4.5 at Pullman. They're up 20 with 4 minutes to go. So That's in the bag. The one I'm worried about now is USC down 10 at Washington, 28-18, 4:40 and counting in the first half in Seattle. And they look a lot better than USC tonight so far in this game,
sure
Carver
are.
High.
Yeah, this has been rough so far. They had a little stretch where they got it back.
What is that call? Did you just see that call?
Yes.
Was that not just a loose ball and everybody was going for it? How do they call a foul there? You know what that is? That's some of that milk toast home cooking. That's some of that milk toast. What was that?
That's a bad call.
I mean, come on. I mean, you got to give that guy credit. He goes after the loose ball and they give him a foul. He was making a play. He got yanked down. That is BS. If I was at that game, I'd be cussing so loud right now. They'd throw me out of the arena. Probably arrest me.
It's a family-friendly environment.
Last night you tipped over after about five of those JMO shots, honey. You're not fooling me, Maui. You're not fooling me, Maui. I love that. I love that girl. She drinks that JMO. Shake it. I used to drink way more JMO than you, baby. You guys got to get me one of those condos in Maui so I can come out there for 2 weeks and never come home. I'll be one of them mainlanders that you guys hate. I know you hate the mainlanders. They're like aliens to the people that live in Maui. They you know what they want? Their money, and then they want them all to go to hell. Give me your money and go to hell. JJ in Phoenix, by the time I get to racially profiled Arizona.
Scotty.
Yo.
You're the man.
How can I be the man when you're the man? It's impossible.
No, absolutely. You're the man. You guys are all rocking it solid.
You're the man.
Keep going.
You're the man.
So on the Super Bowl matchup, insight and what kind of relevance it plays, if any, as far as Tlaib and Cook's familiarity with what the Patriots are running. What can they give Wade Phillips, if anything?
I don't know, Carver High. I just don't believe for 1 minute that they have some secret intel because they played there.
Yeah, you know, Tlaib was a while ago. It's been a long time since Tlaib has played for the Patriots, so I'm not going to go there. Cooks was there a year ago. He's got to have some idea of some of the things that they do there.
Do you really think Sean McVay's had a sit-down with the whole team and said, listen, Brandon, take over the room. Tell us what the Patriots are going to run on Sunday.
Look, I'm sure that at some point in the last 10 days he's at least grabbed them in the hall and said, hey, can we get together for five minutes and you tell me something?
You can't be grabbing employees.
Sure, I know.
In the hall, that'll get you sued.
But I'm sure that he asked him, hey, do you see anything on the tape that from the last few games that you see familiar with last year? I'm sure he has to. Why not? What could it hurt?
Listen, I don't think there's any secret information. It's simple. Tlaib has to make plays. Everybody has to stop Gronkowski and Edelman. That's all there is to it. You stop them, you win the game. If you can stop those two, I'll believe it when I see it. I have never seen anything like those two. I mean, it is aggravating as hell for me to watch that little dude. Absolutely. He's 4 foot tall, and he literally has never dropped a pass his entire career. And he gets every supermodel in bed that he meets. If the guy goes to a red carpet, he leaves with 7 women. I mean, what has this guy got that I don't have? I usually average 1 chick a day. This guy averages 7 chicks an hour. I mean, this guy, he just slept with 5 chicks while I talked about him at the same time. Edelman's got more leg than any man on the face of the earth. And how do you get that much leg when you got a beard that looks like Grizzly Adams? I mean, the guy's rocking, and he literally looks like a bear, his face. That's right. Grizzly Adams did have a beard. See, Mafia's really involved in the show tonight.
Grizzly Adams had a beard.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Corn dog. Eddie in, do they have corn dogs down at the Coney Island there, Carver?
I don't know. I haven't been in there.
How about last night? So last night we're hammered. I mean hammered. And we go to the Coney, hammered. And the guy goes, is there anything worse than hearing from the guy? You want some chili with that? When you got 50 drinks in you, just what you need, some chili. You know what chili leads to? I saw a guy the other night on Farrellmont Street, and he was, it was a cop. And you know what he was doing? he had his flashlight on a giant batch of hurl because he didn't want anyone to, like, bite it. Someone had hurled on the street, and it was like an entire, like, literally it was Europe, the size of Europe, this guy's hurl. And the guy, the cop was standing over with a flashlight, and he's like, watch out, man. And I was wearing flip-flops, and I almost stepped in it. And he's like, that's why I'm here, to keep people away from this hurl. And I have no idea why I'm talking about this now, other than to say we went out last night, and your boy Carver, a guy said, would you like chili? Would you like some chili with that? He's already had 50 beers. Just what he needs is some chili.
No shot.
To wash it down. You know, if I had chili right now, you know where I'd be for the next 3 days? In the men's header. Tell you what, with the way my things shift back there at my age, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Eddie in Lipstick City, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, Los Angeles, Cali.
Hey, Scotty, I've been with you since the last century, man. Thanks for everything. Really enjoyed the show a lot.
So, thanks a lot, Eddie.
Listen, man, I got some comments. I'm tired. I listen to a lot of sports shows, and I just listened to Joe talk. I'm getting tired. I'm a Jet fan. I got a Jet sweatshirt on right now, but I'm getting tired of these people making light of that penalty. There's not a non-Ram fan in the country who doesn't think the New Orleans Saints won that game. And I want to tell you, Scotty, it wasn't just that penalty was different than all others in the history of football. Scotty, you know it, and I know it. There were three penalties on that play. People are talking about the Raider penalty. This was unnecessary roughness. It was pass interference, and the big one that people don't talk about, head-to-head, Scotty, how does a ref miss three penalties on one play with the impact of the Super Bowl? My second thing I need you to comment on.
Hold on, Eddie. Just stop. Stop for 1 second. We'll do the next one next. First one, let's just be clear. The Saints are not playing in the Super Bowl. No one cares here. I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass about the Saints. And all their, you know, wussy fans still crying a week later, a week and a half later, they're still crying. For Christ's sakes. I mean, I have never seen anything like it.
I can't take it too much more either because, yes, it was awful. They completely screwed him at the end of the game.
You're only allowed to be mad on Monday.
But where's all the complaining about? They kicked those two field goals in the first quarter. Why didn't you get touchdowns there? Why didn't you get more aggressive and get touchdowns? Why were they screwing around?
Why did Breeze throw a pick in overtime?
Why were they screwing around putting a dopey Taysom Hill in it under center all game long? He was messing around with that.
Why did Breeze throw the pick?
Why is he throwing the football down there before that play even happened? Why isn't he running the football and killing the clock?
Right.
So there was 1,000 things the Saints did wrong
in that game. What else, Eddie?
Again, there was 1,000 things, but they did the right thing to win the game. That was the pass to win
Eddie!
The game.
They lost the game, Eddie. They lost the game.
I agree with you. Okay. Going on.
They lost.
Listen, I'll give you a stat that when the Patriots, and they're going to run the ball Sunday, when they run for 100 yards since Brady started, they're 51-1 in regular season and postseason. When they get 100 yards, they're 51-1.
That's right.
And now, here, my third thing, I need your help. Scotty, I found the prop bets of all prop. I think this is a lock. Over 2.5 people throw a pass in the game. I need your comment. Thanks for everything, you guys. I listen to you every night.
Thanks, Eddie.
Gambling Kenny brought this up the other night. More than 2.5
people
throw a pass in the game.
So one other guy throws it.
You need
like
somebody
Edelman.
Else to throw. Edelman could throw a pass. The Rams punter, Johnny Hecker, has thrown passes all year. So basically you're betting that someone other than Goff and Brady
throws
the ball.
So one other guy throws it, you win
the bet. I think it's a really good prop. I like that one.
I like it, too. Kyle in Florida, you're on the bench.
Scotty, man, love the show. Long-time listener, man. You are the man.
Thanks, brother. No, you're the man.
And
don't
I'll take Jameson on the rock.
J-Mo Rock.
My man, I'm telling you what, it's going to be a close game, but listen, you know, experience is experience, but I think the Rams' defensive line gets to Brady after a while, and I'm putting all my money on Greg the Leg Zuerlein. Kicking a game winner, 34-31 Rams. What you think?
Well, I know that would make Carver High happy. I'll say this though, I'm not buying every call I get. The Rams are gonna sack Tom Brady 15 times. The guy hasn't been sacked since he was in 11th grade. Honestly, I mean, the last time he got sacked, was against the Giants in the Super Bowl.
The three games that he's lost here are the games that
five
he's
times
got,
against Eagles
that he got beat around. The two Giant games and the Eagle game.
Do you think they're going to beat him up?
I think that they have the opportunity.
How many sacks?
I don't know.
If they're so good, they should have three.
If they get three or four, they're going to win the game.
If they get three or four, they'll win the game. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I wanted to bring one thing up, though.
What's that?
Roger Saffold is my buddy. You remember that guy, Mafia?
Of course. That's our boy. Came in there when they were back in St. Louis.
Right. So he was drafted out of Indiana, and the Rams made him their number one draft pick. And he's, he got drafted in 2010. He's been there 8 years. Started his career at tackle, and he's moved to guard. And, you got guys like Thuney for the Pats. These guys are key to this game. I think it's going to be huge for Saffold to do his job, Thuney to do his job. The Pats, if they do what they've done for Brady up front and the Rams don't sack him and he's able to sit in the pocket and get rid of every single pass in that football game, I think Tom Brady will win the Super Bowl. We're in Vegas at the D Super Bowl week. Don't forget the bash on Sunday at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. It's free. All ages are welcome. We're broadcasting here tonight, tomorrow, and Friday night at the View Bar. Come see us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.